Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to Movement, our running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. We're on to our 15th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome back to all the listeners.
Great. So the first question is from Darlene Sabo from Pennsylvania, US. She says that she had a surgery for a shattered clavicle in a mountain bike accident this past winter, which led for a long layoff from all the activities. I have started back in February of this year. I run 4 times a week, lift 3 times, swim twice, bike every day, tennis every day, eat, don't drink or smoke. But when will I see results and lose the extra 20 pounds I want to?
Right, so hi Darlene. So focus more on strength training for this. Now, high intensity training, since she is working out so much, she's easily aware of that. But high intensity training is going to be important. Now, what that means is working out to failure, but, you know, not doing like multiple sets. So you kind of do 8 to 12, 8 to 15 kind of repetitions of the same exercise at low intensity, and you're working to failure. So basically you can't do any more repetitions, the right technique, the range of motion is limited. Mm. So the whole idea is weight train till failure, and probably 2 to 3 months, and, she can be in top shape again. She should just put in more time doing strength training, but more specific. Now, 3 times a week, if she's doing 8 to 12 exercises covering the whole body, that'll be very good. The most important point is she needs to keep the form right at all times. So, Darlene, that's it. Keep the form right. Each repetition has to be correct and just get on with it. Maybe with all these activities that you're doing, maybe you're overtraining. So recovery is as important as exercise.
Right. So maybe she needs to balance out her activities.
Yep.
The next question is from Dharani Sampath Kumar, who says that my average pace is 8 minutes 30 seconds per kilometer after 2 months of practice of the run-walk method. What should I do to reach a pace of 7 minutes per kilometer and be able to run continuously without requiring a walk break every 2 minutes? Currently, I can keep this pace, which is 8 minutes 30 seconds, for more than an hour and a half. I run 10 kilometers at 1 hour 23 minutes.
All right. Hi, Dharani. I want you to start focusing on your interval training a bit more. Okay, so again, as we have been talking about interval training, the whole idea is doing a certain distance, recover like a kilometer or so, and then again do the same and do like 6-7 times. So for Dharani, what I'm suggesting is do 7 minutes per kilometer pace for 500 meters.
Right.
Because she's just started, so I don't want her doing too much. So that is 3.5 minutes for the 500 meters. And then rest for a minute or two. And then repeat again 5 to 6 times. So she's running faster but shorter distances. So what you're trying to make her do is a faster speed. Now, do this twice a week, this interval training bit. And once a week, start with 8 minutes per kilometer pace for 10 minutes. Take a break for a minute or two and then get back at it. So I'm asking her to hear to kind of get faster by just a half a minute more, and repeat once more. So once she's doing these two combination, and besides a long run, she will get better.
Yeah.
And also, Dharani, start with your strength training if you don't do already. And we've been talking about a lot of things like squats and heel drops and toe curls. Please do listen to our previous podcast, and we've spoken about them. And try to do them at least 3 times a week. And soon enough, those times will start getting better.
Great. So the next question is from Ashish Maheshwari, who says, I'm running for the last few years now. I want to explore ultra world. My half marathon and full marathon personal best are 1 hour 50 minutes and 4 hours 40 minutes respectively. I understand either I can build speed or distance at the same time. I'm thinking of running an ultra 5 months from now. How difficult it is to transition from shorter to ultra and vice versa?
Okay, so first, let me just tell you, ultra basically means more than a marathon. A marathon is a 42.195 kilometers.
Right.
So by definition, anything more than that is an ultra.
Okay.
But 50-ish is the shortest thing as an ultra that we consider. He's looking at doing those kind of distances soon enough. All right, so Ashish, there's no right or wrong in this world, okay? So this thing about, you've done your halves and fulls and now you want to go to the next thing, completely fine if you want to. But in my opinion, my suggestion to you would be first focus on getting your times better.
Right.
Because his half marathon time with a 150 and suddenly when he does his full, it's a 440. So he's tiring off too much. He's probably not eating enough. So you need to just focus on that first. So get the 42 better. and more comfortable. And then it's a good idea then transitioning to the other one.
Right.
And again, in ultra running world, we have a very simple saying that ultra is 50% physical and 99% mental.
Yeah.
So point really is, yes, you have to be fit enough to stand at the start line, but it is such a mental game after that. And marathon and beyond distances, again, he needs to do more and more of marathons before he goes there. Again, the thing is, if he's not smiling at the end of it or not comfortable, he's crawling at the end. I mean, that's kind of lousy. So, you know, just kind of first improve your marathon times, and then I think 5 months is good enough to do an ultra for sure.
Okay, great. So we move on to the myth buster of the week. These days we have all these viral spreading like chikungunya, dengue, malaria. They've suddenly become very common. So how worried should runners be about all this?
I think as a society, we should be worried. So not only runners, really. You know, just yesterday, I had a patient who had 7 people in the family having chikungunya. And now she has a back pain. She came and saw me for back pain.
Mm.
Now, point really is, these mosquitoes don't differentiate who's rich or poor, runner, non-runner. So just take care of yourselves. So runners definitely need to be more aware of these things, like, you know, how do they happen? I mean, of course, a mosquito, but it's not only about your house. It's about your surrounding and the parks that you go to. Okay. So as much as running is good for you, I wouldn't want anyone to be down with any of these dreaded fevers.
Yeah.
Even before you start, take all possible precautions that you can. I would recommend not running in areas where there's any water stagnation. Parks which have high grasses, you know, not uncut grass and all that stuff. Again, please avoid them because where these mosquitoes tend to bite is actually below the knees kind of a thing. So 2 to 3 feet kind of a thing from the ground. So just avoid areas like that. Apply mosquito repellent creams or lotions on your legs, on your arms, on your neck. Just please do it. Like it, don't like it, doesn't matter. It's better than, you know, having pains for the next 3 months and 4 months in joints or maybe past and graduating. So, you know, just please put these mosquito repellents. And if you can, please wear a thin layer of full sleeve t-shirt because seriously, just covering that sleeve bit could just save your life, seriously.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's worthwhile. And if in spite of all the precautions, if you still do end up getting fever, please don't delay seeing a doctor. Please go see a nearby doctor ASAP. You know, no delaying on that. Okay, so please take care of yourself.
Great. So everybody should be careful about, you know, exposing themselves.
Yep.
Right. So moving on, what is the exercise of this week?
Yeah, so again, before exercise, actually, I'll just mention about the drill as well.
Right.
So with the drill, what we're trying to do this week is a high knee action drill. So the whole idea is start moving forwards. Don't focus on how long your stride is or anything. Mm. The whole intent is only bring your knee high to it should be parallel to the ground. And or the other way to look at it is at the hip, it should be 90 degree angles that should be formed. So stay tall, run forwards. Don't worry about how fast. Don't worry about how long the stride is.
Mm.
Keep bringing your legs up or knee up all the way parallel to the ground, okay? So in line with the hip, that's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
And go 50 meters up and back then with both legs up and down. And gradually what you can do with this drill is start moving your legs faster, quicker. So have your knees touching your hands mm-hmm. when they're coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a high knee running action that you're getting used to. So it's a very, very good drill to increase your cadence soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
Cadence being how many steps you take per minute.
Okay.
When it comes to the exercise for the week, so we've previously spoken about squeezing the orange between the shoulder blades. So this is just an extension of that. Now, planks are very popular these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone wants to do planks. Most people don't do them right and they get pains courtesy of the planks they do.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is, if you've been doing your shoulder blade, you know, squeezing between the shoulder blades, that orange thing, what it does is it takes care of strengthening your upper middle back. And that is a good exercise. If you haven't, please do that for a week. That'll correct the shoulder position. Now, keeping that position, so how you do it is stand tall, take your shoulders all the way forwards, all the way back, and then somewhere in between. That's your neutral position for the shoulder. Now, keeping that position, be at leaning against the wall, so have a little plank position, but don't lose that shoulder position. So have it in the center there.
Okay.
Hold it there for 10, 15 seconds and back again. And how you can improve on that is keep making that angle more, you know, like keep going down further and further. So don't just be standing against the wall like straight. Okay, so it's coming that upper body is being used. Point really being, can we first work with strengthening the upper body rather than the whole body? Because plank, the whole body is used.
Right.
So I think this is a very important exercise to, you know, an extension of the orange squeeze that we were doing.
Sure.
Is a plank against the wall.
Right. So what about the running schedule for this week?
Right. So as we mentioned last week, we have really now moved on to the next level. So
mm-hmm.
we've really kind of gone to the next gear.
Yeah.
So as much as I'm no big fan of running events, I would still want people to sign up for shorter distances, like a 5 or a 10K. Again, what it does is, since you have a goal or target in mind,
right.
You know, there's a discipline that comes in and maybe you'll find some running mate or something. So I would say still, please look for some running event around and maybe sign up. It'll help. And as far as the running program goes for the week, again, sticking with the same, do three different running activities in a week.
Mm.
We modified them, we tweaked them a little bit, so you're putting in more effort or on your feet more. So this week, when it comes to the weekend or the long run, as slow as you like run, what I'm suggesting is do 1 minute easy walk, 1 minute brisk walk, followed by 8 minute jog. Okay. So again, I'll repeat, 1 minute easy walk, 1 minute brisk walk, followed by 8 minute jog. Do this 6 times with a break of a minute or two where you recover. So keep repeating it 6 times like that. Okay. Here, the target again is not the speed, not the distance, purely time on feet. And the speed that you go at, if someone was to converse with you, you should be able to talk in long sentences. So that's it. Don't worry about speed. Okay. Then is tempo run. In tempo run, what you do is you run at a slightly faster pace than the long run, where you would respond in only 4 to 5 words. But what you do is you run for 12 minutes, try nonstop if you can, and repeat it twice. So basically take a break again, like a 2-3 minute break, and get back on it again. So that's your tempo run. Then finally, the third important run for the week would be interval training. Here, do start with a 1 minute slow jog, then do a faster run than any of the other two runs that I'd mentioned. Here,
right.
If someone were to talk to you, you respond back in like maybe a couple of words at max. So you're running faster.
Right.
And repeat this after recovery of, you know, a couple of minutes. Repeat it 6 times. Okay. So 1 minute slow, 5 minutes fast, and then repeat it 6 times. So that's the interval. Yes, you can actually, besides this, you can still run 2-3 other days, but go for a very easy jog or brisk walk for 20-30 minutes.
Right.
And that's about it, okay? And that's pretty solid with that.
Great. So moving on, we come to the story of the week, which is about 30-year-old Anshul Pandey from Delhi, who says he was a born athlete, will live as one and die as one too.
Right, yes. So Anshul, I mean, I've run with him a few times. He's an amazing guy. So he used to be very physically active, and then after school, he quit being into all this. There's a lot of challenge for him when he's actually doing it, so it doesn't come naturally, but he's decided that he has to. So he basically says he's picked up running only 5 to 6 months back after a 10-year break. So
till
school he was doing great. He was very active in school, but then became a slob, courtesy all the pressures that we have from the society, the higher education and working life and all that. And the best thing which has happened to him, as he says, it has helped him quit smoking. And running, he says, is the real addiction for him now. So it's good to have a good addiction rather than a bad one, so why not? Running has helped him to bring out the best in him. It has helped him realize that it is challenging yourself every day, winning every day. It has made him realize how dead he was till he started running. Now he's full of life. It doesn't bother him how fast or slow he goes. And he said something actually earlier today. He has his son, you know, when he comes back to home, so his son would always be like, did you run today?
Yeah.
And the second thing is, when he goes for his races, he's like, where's your medal? So it's very fascinating that his son is almost making him run. So he's almost doing it for his son. And his son is wanting to pick up running as well, courtesy him. So it's like a very interesting relationship they have with running, both of them, father and son.
Right.
He has run 2 half marathons in this time of 5 to 6 months of running only that he's done. And 1 10K as an event that he's done earlier this month. He goes to runs for, you know, 3 times a week. He does 10K, and weekends he tries to do 21. When I asked him how does he take out time from his busy schedule and, you know, family, young family and all that. So he just leaves home by 5:15 latest. After an hour or so, he's back again. So he doesn't disturb anyone.
Right.
So I think that goes for everyone. You know, like, you can do it. So it's not about how busy or whatever. And as he says, he runs for himself. His message to everyone is, run your own race. Don't run the rat race.
That's a nice motto.
Yes, exactly.
Great. That's some inspiration from Anshul. Moving on, what are the running events which are close to us this week?
Yeah, so this Sunday in Bangalore, as part of Adidas Uprising, there's a 10K race for which registrations are now shut. But then in 2 weeks after that, the same is happening in Chennai as well. And those registrations are still open. So please, Bangalore, Chennai, you know, who signed up for Bangalore, please show up. Chennai, please register and show up. Then there's a Go Heritage run in Badami on 23rd of October, where there's a 5K, 10K and 21. So again, that's a good one to go for.
Right.
Then our own Delhi Half Marathon, which happens on 20th November. Registrations are now shut. But the point is, it's just a reminder for everyone who signed up for it. Please train. You still have enough time. Don't just land up there without training, because you'll get hurt.
Right.
So it's good business for me, but don't get hurt. Then again, Bombay Marathon, quite a few people from all over the country actually travel.
Right.
Registrations are shut, but please, we have enough time. 42 in, you know, this much time can be done very comfortably, doing good times, and, you know, a happy run could happen in this time.
Right. So that's a lot of runs happening all over.
Yep.
And just to remind race organizers to get in touch with us if you'd like your events mentioned on this podcast. So thank you, Dr. Chauhan, and catch up with you soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.